Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will use this city as a tool of witness in the lives of those who are struggling to live godly for you. I pray that it will bring deliverance and set the captive free. Lord, as it goes beyond the prison walls, the highway and byways, that it will compel those to come unto you. Lord, those that are struggling, that they'll begin to live victoriously. And Lord, when that race is over and it is all finished, Lord, they can come unto you and you will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name.
Before, hallelujah, and it comes to our minds, hallelujah, all that the Lord has done, hallelujah, all that the Lord has brought us out of, hallelujah, all that the Lord has strengthened us in, hallelujah, when we say hallelujah, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. Hallelujah. In case I forget, I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't know like I know what I've been through, hallelujah. You don't know like I know what God's brought me through, hallelujah. But I want to thank him, hallelujah, because he's answered prayers, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Sometimes, saints, it might not be like you wanted it to be, hallelujah. But God still answered, hallelujah. And he was still there, hallelujah. And it's okay to tell him thank you, hallelujah, for all he has done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you today, Lord. We magnify you today, Lord. We honor you today, Lord. Thank you for being our King of Kings. Thank you for being our sovereign ruler. Thank you for being our help and strength, Lord. Oh, God, in a time of need, hallelujah. Thank you for being there all the time, Lord. For not leaving us, oh, God, on our own strength, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. If we had 10,000 hands, 10,000 tongues, oh, hallelujah, we thank you with them, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ain't no shame, hallelujah, to thank God for his goodness and for his mercy and for his grace, hallelujah. I give honor to God today, hallelujah. Truly, he is the head of our lives, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And if you haven't met him yet, hallelujah, oh, we invite you to meet this Jesus, hallelujah, this King, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give honor to him today. We thank the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank him, hallelujah, for being everything we need, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't mistake it, hallelujah. He's not a genie in a bottle, hallelujah. We don't just rub on him to get what we need, hallelujah. But we're going to give him some of us, hallelujah. Everything he desires, our whole hearts, minds, bodies, souls, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Let me let you know, hallelujah, that when we give him all, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, we don't have to pray for something. Things, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can look back and say, I thought about it, and God did it, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. On today, I just want to give honor to my pastor, Bishop Gerald Haynes, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to thank and praise the Lord for him, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Answering the call of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I give honor to our first lady, Lady Ida Haynes. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I honor, hallelujah, every son and daughter that belongs to the Most High God that's in this place. Hallelujah. On YouTube, Anchor, hallelujah, podcast, wherever you get to hear this message. Hallelujah. I honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank and praise the Lord for my husband, hallelujah. Oh, I thank God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. When I didn't have God's spirit, hallelujah, I prayed for my husband, hallelujah. And God sent me, hallelujah, the husband that I needed, hallelujah. I know they say a man that finds a wife finds a good thing, hallelujah, and obtain the favor of the Lord, hallelujah. And so it is, hallelujah. But every now and then, hallelujah, Ruth has to go down on her knees, hallelujah, for her Boaz, hallelujah, so that he can look up and find her, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, for what he's doing, hallelujah. All the seeds being watered, hallelujah, and growing, hallelujah, hallelujah, like a tree planted, hallelujah, by the rivers of water, hallelujah, that shall not be moved, hallelujah. Oh, I bless God, hallelujah. I thank God for being able to wake up in the morning and find him praying, hallelujah. I thank God for seeing him, hallelujah, before he goes to bed at night, praying, hallelujah. Oh, I got something to be thankful for, hallelujah. Oh, I bless you, God. I thank you, God. You're so worthy, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I used about 10 minutes already, so I only have about 20 left. But I want to thank God, hallelujah. Today the message, hallelujah, is going to be coming from Mark 3, 13 through 15 and Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And God knows I desire your prayers today, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mark 3, 13 through 15, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. If you can, stand for me until we finish reading the scriptures. Matthew 3, 13 through 15 says, "And he goeth up into a mountain," talking about Jesus, "and calleth unto him whom he would. And they came unto him, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out devils." Matthew 28, 18 through 20. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you to do. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Father, I ask you today, Lord God, to bless this word, Lord, that it not only be more than enough for us, God, to grow, to be strengthened, to be healed, to be delivered, Lord, to gain insight, Lord, and foresight in the name of Jesus. But help us, Lord, to be able to help somebody else along the way with it in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you now to forgive me, Lord, if I've done or said anything, Lord God, that can prohibit you from using me as your vessel, Lord, to speak not only to me, Lord, but to your people, Lord, because we came to hear a word from you, Lord God. We came because we need you, Lord. And Lord, we need the word, Lord God, to sustain us and to keep us and to help us along this journey in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to bless your people, God. Lord, if there's any sick, heal, Lord God. Lord, if there's any, Lord, that needs salvation, let them see the way today, Lord. Let them be drawn to you and in your presence, God. Let them know what the fullness of being, Lord, in your presence really looks like and feels like. Even down to the babes, Lord, let them cry out, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
You may be seated. The title of this message today is called Chosen and Qualified. And you're probably saying that doesn't make sense with the scriptures that you gave us. But that's the title. Called, Chosen, and Qualified. Today is October the 1st. It marks the beginning of Clergy Appreciation Month, which has been recognized since 1992. And it is a month dedicated to saying thank you to pastors for all the things they do. In recognizing and appreciating clergy, today we celebrate and appreciate our pastor, Bishop Gerald H. Haynes. Yeah, he deserves a little bit more than that, but I'll let that pass. He doesn't want us to lift him up, but he wants us to lift up the Lord. So that's why you held back. But we want to give glory to God for him today. Thank you, Lord. Pastor, thank you for all the things that you do. Thank you for answering the call of God. And thank you for being a great pastor. Thank you for all the struggles you have had to overcome. Thank you for enduring all the sleepless nights, praying and interceding. Thank you for setting aside time to study and time to hear from God so that you could preach the message God wanted you to preach to his sheep. And again, thank you because the call of God has a great responsibility. And the only way to bear the responsibility is to rely wholeheartedly on God. And I wrote this little short poem that simply says, thank you. Thank you for trusting God when you could not see which direction to take. Because trusting God is like closing your eyes and being led in the dark. Thank you for trusting God when you did not know the next step to make. Because trusting God is like being lame on your feet and having to be carried wherever you go. Thank you for trusting God when you did not know the words to say. Because trusting God is like being dumb and having God loose your tongue at the appointed time. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for trusting God. In our text today, found in Mark 3, 13 through 15 and Matthew 28, 18 through 20, we learn that Jesus called and ordained 12 of his disciples, that they should be with him and that he might send them forth to preach and that they would have power to heal sickness and to cast out devils. But I want to let you know that's not just for the elite 12. All believers have the authority and the power to be able to do the same things, to heal the sick and to cast out devils. The first text found in Mark was before his death. And I've probably read that many times as well as you and didn't really pay it any attention that he has said those words before he died. And the second text was after his resurrection. And we usually call that the Great Commission in Matthew 28. When reading, we find that Jesus had more than 12 disciples following him as he was walking among men, but he commissioned 12 to be close to him. So close that they would be equipped when he told them to go. A lot of times Pastor Haynes will say that we can have as much of God as we want. And the real question is, how much of God do we really want? Because when we get real, real close to him, real, real close, we get to feel some of the things that he felt. And we have to let go of some of the things that we have. But the title today is Called, Chosen, and Qualified. And when I read this scripture, I found out that Jesus called his leaders before they were qualified. They were called and ordained to be pastors, leaders, and shepherds. As a disciple, they were followers listening to Jesus, questioning Jesus, observing Jesus. In other words, they were students learning from a great teacher. A pastor is a shepherd who has been called by God to lead and feed the sheep of God. A pastor, as a pastor, he is a follower who was placed in leadership position to lead other disciples. And the Bible dictionary says that a shepherd, which was a common occupation in the ancient Mediterranean, was responsible for leading, feeding, protecting, and procuring rest for their flock. A pastor is not just a disciple, but he makes disciples of men. A pastor is not just a sheep being fed by the Lord, but a pastor is a shepherd after God's own heart who is willing to feed the flock of God with knowledge and understanding. Being a shepherd is a high calling and a humble occupation with great responsibility. A leader of a church that cares for people and their spiritual needs like a shepherd would care for the physical needs of a sheep. And I'm not sure, but when I look at Pastor Haynes' resume, I'm not sure what it looks like to you, but so far he's lined up with what I said a pastor is. A pastor is a shepherd after God's own heart, willing to feed the flock of God, which you agree with knowledge and understanding. A pastor is a leader who keeps watch over the souls of the sheep as those who will have to give account for our souls. A pastor is above reproach, the husband of one wife. He is a steward of God's. He is not arrogant or quick-tempered. Now, we know that he gets a little upset with us sometimes, and he has some cues, and he'll say, "Now, precious hearts." It didn't take me being here long to figure out we had done something wrong. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all hold on to that in case you're here for a while and you start hearing him say, "Now, precious hearts." A pastor is hospitable, a lover of good, self-controlled, upright. That's him trying to hold himself together. Holy and disciplined. A pastor holds firm to the trustworthy word of God as taught, so that he may give instruction in sound doctrine, and he rebukes those who contradict that sound doctrine. By the time we read Matthew 28, 18 through 20, Jesus had already taught his disciples, been betrayed by one of the 12, been denied by one of the 12. 9 others had ran all together, and 1, John the beloved, stayed till the end. Jesus had been crucified, and after 3 days, he had foretold already that he would rise again from the dead. But he had to gather his disciples together, and when he gathered them, he spoke the words in Matthew 28 and gave them the commission. Something he had already given them before they were qualified. And so the title is called Chosen and Qualified. And that's where I want to be today. I want us to know that each one of us that walked in the building today, God has called us, chosen us, and he's going to qualify us. Some have already gotten almost to where they should be, and others are still working hard, and some haven't even started. He told his disciples, he said, go into all the world and preach. Teach to all nations without discrimination. And yet some of the ones he called didn't like people of other nationalities. But yet he still called them. He said, baptize all nations of people in my name. They didn't like the other people, but yet he still called them. He said, wherever you go, even if you go to the end of the world, I'll be right there. Sometimes we get in trouble. Sometimes we have hard times. Sometimes there's pain that comes and we can't get rid of it. But the Lord is always there with us wherever we go. You and I have been called, chosen, and qualified. What's interesting to me is that the disciples Jesus called were chosen to be commissioned before they were qualified to go. Called, chosen, and qualified. They were chosen while they were yet in their sins. That's something to think about. And it makes us go back and read the scriptures again. But they were called while they were yet in their sins. And that's why it makes sense to me now that the struggles that I had and that you had when you were younger, where the enemy tried to take us out, tried to cause us to commit suicide, tried to take us and put us in the streets and keep us there, tried to kill us any way he could. It makes more sense now because just like Jesus knew who we were before he called us, the enemy knew who we were. And even today, he's fighting you and I. Because wherever we are right now, we're still not where we should be. And he's trying to make us forfeit the purpose for which God has called us. But we have been called, chosen, and qualified. Thank you, Lord. God had already chosen us. While we were yet in our sins, he died for us. He called us out of darkness to walk in the marvelous light. And it gets a struggle sometimes to walk in that light when darkness is all around. But I'm reminded of the scripture that talks about the light that sits on a hill that cannot be hid. In other words, the only way that we'll walk in darkness is if we put our own lights out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The world wants us to conform to them. Hallelujah. But we need to be the one to cause the world to conform to us. Why? Because we have been called. Hallelujah. We have been chosen. Hallelujah. And we will be qualified. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The 12 that Jesus chose. Hallelujah. Were sinners. But he called them out of sin. The 12 that he called and chose were uneducated in the things of God. And yet he spent so much time with them that when they opened up their mouths later after he had risen from the dead and was ascended, that the people around them knew that they had been with God. Hallelujah. They didn't understand, hallelujah, how they could speak things that they never learned, hallelujah. And it's because he gave them his wisdom and his knowledge and his understanding. He taught them, hallelujah. He let them see him, hallelujah, in his vulnerable states, hallelujah. He let them get so close to him, hallelujah, that they felt his pain, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor said we can get as close to God as we want, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when Jesus was taken, hallelujah, betrayed by his friend, hallelujah, Jesus already knew he was going to be betrayed, but yet he still chose that disciple. And for you and I, hallelujah, he knows what we're going to do, hallelujah. Sometimes, hallelujah, I'm guilty, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'll sit in the chair, hallelujah, and refuse to work in the ministry because I'm, hallelujah, I'm guilty, hallelujah, of having done something, hallelujah, and feeling like, hallelujah, I'm just not equipped to go on for God. And I'll just punish myself until I think that I'm all right again. Hallelujah. But it doesn't work like that. Hallelujah. Because that's a trick of the enemy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He comes in, hallelujah, to steal and to kill and to destroy. Hallelujah. And the only way he can stop us, the only way he can put our little lights out, hallelujah, is if we close it off ourselves. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I brought that up. And the reason I brought it up, hallelujah, is because God has called us, every one of us that walked in this door, from the smallest to the largest. From the smallest to the largest. And what he wants from us is transformation. He wants to convert us. After Jesus had gathered his disciples, before he began to commission them that last time, he had to make sure that he set all their hearts in line. He had to make sure that the one that, thank you, Lord, he had to make sure that Peter, hallelujah, knew that he forgave him. He had to make sure that Peter had a hope in God. He had to make sure that Peter stood the test that would come to him later on, that he would never again, never turn his back and say he didn't know his God. So before Peter was, you know, he had his mind all set up. He used to be a cursor. He was a fighter, you know. He used to just be this rough man around the edges. And just like you and I, we were rough. We're still rough in some places. But there are some parts of us that God smoothed out that only we know. That he met us right where we were. But God wanted us to know that even when you mess up, just pray. Ask for forgiveness. Don't hold yourself back because you're disappointed in yourself. Peter was disappointed in himself. If he didn't move past the fact that he denied Jesus three times, then he would have never turned out to be the greatest preacher. He preached the very first sermon. He was the leader of the other disciples. The one that did the denial. Can you see it? Can you see this sinner walking up to Jesus? And Jesus, hallelujah, Andrew, his brother, used to follow John the Baptist. And when he followed John the Baptist, one day he heard John say, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." And so Andrew got all excited, and he heard him say it the second time. And he said, "Oh, I'm going to follow this Jesus." So he began to follow Jesus, and then he went and he got his brother Peter, and he brought him back to meet Jesus. And when he brought him back to meet Jesus, Jesus didn't give him the opportunity to say, "I'm Peter," but instead Jesus told him who he was. So what I'm saying is, he already knows who you are. He already knows your name. He already knows your potential. But he called you out of darkness to walk in the marvelous light. He chose you to do a work for him. Some were called to be pastors. Some were called to be evangelists. Some were called to be apostles. Some were just called to be a child of God so that they could lead somebody else into the building, hallelujah, to become disciples of men, hallelujah. And can you see Jesus Christ telling Peter one day, hallelujah, I'm going to make you fishers of men, hallelujah. Instead of you catching the multitude of the fish, you're going to catch a multitude of men. And then he turned around and proved it to him, hallelujah, on the day of Pentecost, hallelujah, when over 3,000 souls were saved, hallelujah, because Peter, the one that denied Jesus Christ, could no longer deny him, but opened up his mouth, hallelujah, and began to speak what he had learned and heard from Jesus. And souls began to be saved, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I said we have been called and chosen, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, so that God can qualify us in the name of Jesus. And on today, this message was brought to you to, hallelujah, to uplift our pastor, hallelujah, who's been working on the battlefield, and he gets a little weary along the way, hallelujah. And for me, hallelujah, I have to preach every now and then, hallelujah, and I feel the uproar and the turmoil of trying to hear from God, but he's on a weekly basis, hallelujah. He has to set aside the time so that he can hear what God has to say, so that he doesn't find himself giving us a message that he wanted to give in place of the one God wanted to give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Put your hands together. Thank you, Lord. My prayer today is that somebody, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That somebody, hallelujah, in this place, hallelujah, as we open the altar, is that no matter where you are, first of all, stop feeling guilty. Stop holding yourself down. Stop thinking that you're not going to be what God told you that you're going to be. Because when you look in the mirror, you're not going to see yourself the way God does. He sees you in perfection, and you're still working on it. So as this altar is open, if there's anybody that needs prayer, you can come to the altar. Anybody that needs salvation, that haven't yet actually been converted. In other words, you know him. You know his name. You've been trying to live holy. But you just haven't got to the point where you no longer make the mistakes of denying God. How do we deny him? We deny him with our actions. We deny him with our conversation, which is just the way we live. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you cover every soul that walked in these doors today. These are your people, Lord, and only you know what they stand in need of. And Lord, as you cover us, Lord, cover our pastor, cover our first lady, Lord. Cover every son, cover every daughter, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them, Lord God, know that you made the ultimate sacrifice, dying for their sins, oh God, even though you knew that we would mess up, Lord, that we wouldn't do everything right, Lord. Lord, that we would have to come to you over and over again and ask you, Lord, wash us, make us whole, Lord God, wholeheartedly sold out for you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord God, your divine protection and will over their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's anything, Lord God, that's causing your sons and daughters to be weak in the faith, Lord. Lord, I pray that it be moved in the name of Jesus, that they will be able to look past it and, oh God, continue, Lord God, to live a life, Lord, that glorifies you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. I gotta give you thanks. Because, Lord, everything that you have done, I didn't look at it now. I thank you, Lord, for the release of every chain. Everywhere I go, God, I gotta give you praise. Because you have heard my cry. We have been smothered by the grace of God, and it has brought us joy. Therefore, Lord, we was able to make a joyful noise in this city. We have learned to forgive, and with that in mind, God, I just can't stop praising you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Amen.